Welcome to Empower Church. Thank you for joining us today. We are a church that has been called by God, set apart by Him, and bound together by His love. A church that aims to reach the community, the nation, and the world with a message of hope. We hope this message will build your faith, give you godly perspective, and leave you empowered to impact your community and the world.
Amen. Good morning. Can you stand with me, please? And let's honor the Lord. Won't you, as you stand, won't you lift your hands to God? Let's honor Jesus. Let's honor the Father. Father, we thank you that we can honor you in this morning. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the beginning. Lord, you are the end. You are everything in between. And Lord, this morning, and Lord, we just love you. And Lord, we come just to lift up your name. And Father, I pray on this Mother's Day, Lord, thank you that is, Lord, above all else, God, it's because you love us deeply and fondly. And I pray, Lord, that your word will find a fruitful place in our hearts in this morning. Thank you, Father, that amongst many things in this world, that we belong to the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, because we belong to the kingdom, Lord, we will not be shaken. And Father, I thank you, Lord, that your word stands true, your word stands eternal. And Father, we just love you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people say, amen and amen. As you are standing, I want to say right from the beginning, we honor every mom. We honor every grandmother, every sister, every aunt. And you are the unsung heroes of our time. Amen. Come on, let's just give a God bless you to all the mothers and aunts and aunties and grandmoms. And we just love you and we appreciate you. And amen and amen. Are you ready for the word of the Lord? You're welcome to be seated. I want to speak to you this morning on for His name's sake. For His name's sake. And I want you to talk back to me as we go. Do you know that as you sit here this morning, you cannot fail? Amen. Do you know that as you sit here this morning, God wants to bless you, God wants to increase you, God wants to extend you, God wants to lift you higher, not because of anybody's sake, but for His name's sake. Amen. Oh, come on, who of you believe that? So, in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 26, I want to read that for you. I believe this is such an important scripture, and I've been on this journey of understanding God deeper in the season that we're finding ourselves in. And what I am finding is this, everybody in the kingdom will not be shaken. If you're not in the kingdom, this is a time to be concerned. But if you are in the kingdom, who of you know that you don't need to be concerned? Oh, come on. We have a king, we have a kingdom, we have a God, we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us. We have purpose, and God has got not just a purpose, God has got plans, God has got us. Come on, God is fully in control. And so, I want to just start off with Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 26, and then we're going to journey into the Word. So please take out your Bibles, if you have your Bibles here. Who of you know that the Bible is still the same? The Word works. The Word works, and if you never believe that, it's time to believe it. The Word works because the Word is alive. Amen? Okay, and so in Genesis chapter number 1, verse number 26, the Bible says this, let us make man in our image and in our likeness, and let them have dominion. Then I'm going to jump all the way to Romans chapter number 8, verse number 29, and then we're going to tie the two together. For those that God foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son. Save me, image. So that He would be the firstborn among many brothers. I want you to note that. Not first raised, firstborn. And those He predestined, He also called. Oh, moms, you need to start to smile. I'm going to throw you in here. And those He called, He also justified. And those He justified, He also glorified. And now you can ask me, what does this mean? It means the following. Before the foundation of the world, the Bible says the following. God made man in His image and in His likeness. In other words, you don't only look like God. God planned you to succeed. Are you there? You have to know as you sit here this morning, you have a reputation on you, and it's the Father's reputation. If you are not successful, oh, come on, guys, I know it's a little bit chilly. Sit closer to your wife. If you don't have one, get one in church. Amen. But I want you to know, it's a good place to find a wife, by the way. He that finds a wife finds a good thing. Amen. And it's 20 to 9. My good thing is coming at 9 o'clock to get to here. But who of you know that he that finds a wife finds a good thing? Oh, come on. Men, you should have said amen. It was a good place to say amen. Anyway, but the Bible says that we are made in God's image and in God's likeness. In other words, you bear His image because you bear His likeness. And what I mean by that is very simple. Before the foundation of the world, you have to understand that God knew that you and I would have had the potential to mess up. In other words, God didn't plan for sin, but He knew of sin. Because the Bible says before the foundation of the earth, the Lamb was slain. In other words, everything is predestined. And what I mean by predestined is this, that God chose us before we chose Him. So this whole story is not a man's story. This is a God story. It's a God that loved us and chose us. Come on, are you there? But I want you to understand something. The enemy understood this about us, and I don't want to focus on the devil because he's not worthy to be focused on. But I want you to understand that the enemy understood for him to interrupt the plan of God, which he had, for him to interrupt the plan of God, he understood that he needed to go to woman. He needed to try to convince her that there's something alternative. And the Bible says, she fell for that. Adam fell for that. And I just want to say this. And help me here. This was not Eve's mistake. This was Adam's mistake. Because the Bible said, take dominion. And I want you to see here, God got trapped when He said that, take dominion. Because God, when God says take dominion, that means that He's locked up into His own words. You and I have to take dominion. He's not going to take it. Come on, are you with me? The Bible says God wants to extend His kingdom upon the earth, and you and I are that kingdom. It's through us. Make sense? Okay, now listen to this. Now, the Lord understood and the enemy understood for anything to happen legally on the planet, there has to be a body and there has to be a spirit that needs to be in the body. In other words, you are a spirit, you have a soul, you live in a body, and I've said this too many times before. But I want you to see something. So then God had a secret counsel that the enemy did not know about. And God's counsel was this: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God's counsel, the Godhead counsel was this: if man does mess up, we need to have a plan in action so that their salvation and their purpose and their redemption and their calling and all that we have planned for them can be fulfilled. So we need someone to go even before we make them. Oh, come on. We need a plan in action before we put the plan into action. Oh, save me. I don't want to be too deep. I just want you to grasp something. So the Bible says the Lamb of God was slain before the foundation of the earth. Jesus didn't die in 2021 years ago. Jesus died before the foundation of the earth. Because everything that God starts, He's already ended it. So as you sit here this morning, whatever He started in your life, He's already ended it before He started you. Oh, come on. There's nothing in your life that He started that He won't end. Let me say it like this. Long before you ever dreamt a dream, He has already fulfilled the dream. Long before. That's why you'll never find mothers, listen to me. That's why you'll never find a children growing up believing that they want to lose or believing that they want to be a failure. Every child has a dream of greatness. Why? Because the King placed it there. Life needs to educate you that you need to lower your standards. But everything in the kingdom is made for dominion. You'll never find a kid running around with a cape saying, I want to be full of debt. You'll have kids running around saying, I want to be Superman, I want to be a doctor, I want to be an engineer, I want to be a lawyer. And here's the bottom line. Whatever God puts in a person, He has already finished in a person before He started the person. Listen, you are not seated here this morning because mom and dad came together somewhere in a bush or outside a bush or in a house or in a car or wherever. You are here this morning because God had a purpose and He sent you. Oh, come on. Are you believing that? Listen, God doesn't care if you are born, if you are here because mom and dad came together inside of wedlock, outside of wedlock, on the left side of the lock or the outside of the lock. He doesn't care which side of the lock it happened at. He wanted a purpose, and so He made you and He sent you to the earth. You are not seated here because, oh, come on. You are a purpose with a skin around. Listen, let me go spiritual on you. You are a designated spiritual purpose that the Father planned and He sent to the earth. A mother's responsibility is to mother the purpose that is inside of the vessel that she's received. God chose male or female. Listen, God chose male or female, but essentially it is a spirit that has a soul that lives in a body. So I'm a boy, I'm not a girl. See, I'm not confused. I'm a boy, I have a purpose. Are you with me? And God gave me to an awesome mother that mothers my purpose. She doesn't mother my call, she mothers my purpose. Oh, come on here. There's something that is unique between a mom and God. They both believe in your full potential. Oh, can I say that again? A mother believes in your full potential. So does God. God doesn't want us to settle for average, nor does He want us to settle for normal. So what it means is before God finished it, He's already started it. Before He's already started it, He's already finished it. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter number 46, the Lord says, before the end is already the beginning. Oh, come on, are you there? Oh, can I have just an amen or something? But I want you to see, yeah, He made us in His image and in His likeness. Now, because He made you in His image and in His likeness, you that sit here this morning, if you have a cell phone or iPad or whatever, on that thing there's an image. Like for example, an Apple iPhone or Apple iPad, it's got an image on. The image on the phone or the image on the iPad tells the potential of the product inside. In other words, they will never put an Apple sign onto an Apple phone or onto an Apple iPad if they don't believe in the potential of their product. Are you there? The sign is there, the image is there to tell you the potential. If the product doesn't reach its potential, they will pull that product from their production line. Because the potential of the product bears the reputation of the ones that made them. Oh, come on, are you with me? So the reason why companies would recall products is because they believe in their own reputation. They don't care about you, they care about themselves. That's why they recall it. But because there's an image, the image bears the reputation. Now listen, let me say it like this. The more better device you get, for example, you get an iPhone 9, an iPhone 10, an iPhone 12, if you get different types of iPhones. Just as an example, the better the product you have in your hand, the more severe the test the product will go through. And before the product leaves the assembly line, the product has already been tested. Are you with me? Oh, come on. So long before that thing gets stamped as an image, this is an Apple product, that phone or that iPad, has long before that, it's already been tested. It's been tested and it comes off the production line tested. Bearing the image. When God made you in His image and in His likeness, He already finished you before He started you. He made you successful before you planned for success. Oh, you're not getting what I'm saying. If you can understand that God made you a millionaire, He made you a successful businessman, He made you a successful lawyer, a successful doctor, He put the dream inside of you, He finished the dream, and then He told you, dream it. Oh, no, no, no. We are fighting for stuff that God already finished. Oh, if you understand how much purpose is inside of you, you're going to start to make declarations you can't pay for. Oh, come on, are you there? The full potential of the product is placed inside of it, and that's why you bear the image. Now, for example, when a product leaves the assembly line, just before they send it out, they send with that product a little book called a manual. And that manual is there to give that product its fullest potential. The problem is not all people read the manual. If I ask you by a show of hand, please, who have read ever read the manual of their fridge, of their oven, or of their... Nobody will put up their hands, because most people believe that they understand the product without the manual. Sounds like life. Most of us believe we can achieve our own potential without the manual. And so we don't take time to describe the manual. Do you know what the word manual is in the Hebrew language and in the Greek? The word manual is the word man, is the word idea. And ual is the word for full function. Putting together, it means the maker's intent. The word manual. So when we say we are, come on guys, are you there? Now, how does this got to do with God's reputation? When we are not successful, then we put God's reputation on the line. Come on. And every mom that sits here this morning, and every mom that will come in our second service and online and all of that, every mom's dream for their children is success. Oh, come on, are you there? Am I talking to the right moms here this morning? Are you there? Are you with me? So if you're not successful in your potential, the reputation of the maker is on the line. So think of me again. I want you to understand this. Is that before that image hits that product, before the image hits the product, the full potential of the product is already inside. As you sit here this morning, you bear the image of Jesus Christ and you are made in His likeness. In other words, your full potential is on the inside of you. God sent you to the planet with your full potential. You don't need to discover your potential. You don't need to find out what is your potential. It is inside of you. Oh, come on. The future is literally living inside of us. You see, if you understand, let me say it like this. If you understand your purpose, you will understand your disciplines. The disciplines we apply in life is always according to the purpose that we want to achieve. Are you there? Are you with me? God told me as a young man, I had a vision, I wanted to become a lawyer. But that wasn't God's plan for me. God's plan was, God said to me, no, I want you to go and do this. And then I understood, but if God wanted me to go and serve my dad, and if God wanted me to lead a church, if that was the purpose that God had for my life, then there's certain things that I need to be disciplined about. For an example, when other people play, I need to read the word of the Lord. I need to understand the word of the Lord, because someday many people will follow me, and if people follow me, I actually need to be able to represent the one that I follow. Are you there? Oh, come on. So your purpose gives you your disciplines. Oh, come on. Let me give you a second one. I plan to preach not just for 5 years or 10 years or 20 years. I plan to fulfill the full purpose that the Lord has for me. That means that then I need to take care of my body. Are you there? So when everybody eats fries and chips, I don't. Why? I want to take care of myself because I want to fulfill the purpose. Oh, come on, are you there? Your discipline gives you your discipline is in accordance with the vision, and your vision is according to your purpose. I don't know if this is working, that you guys are catching what I'm saying. But God wants you successful for His name's sake. For the Lord will not forsake His people for His name's sake. So as you sit here this morning, God wants you successful. Before God starts anything, He finishes it. As I was thinking about this, the Lord said this to me. He said, you have to understand that everything that you are not successful in is bad for my name. He says, so I don't want you blessed for you. I want you blessed for me. I want you to increase because I'm your dad. And if you don't do well, that's not a good reflection on me. Oh, come on. Come on. Think of me just parentally here this morning. If your children does not do good, it does not reflect very well on your parenting. If your children suffer, then you, for lack of a better word, are not a good parent. So the Father has made sure that there's full redemption in Jesus Christ, that there's full healing in Jesus Christ, that there's full provision in Jesus Christ. And then if we don't live it, we are not doing what the manual says we should have done. Oh, come on, can I have an amen or something? So the full potential and purpose of my life is inside of me. This means your future is inside of you. Now, but can I just want to, I want to go a little bit deeper. I want you guys to understand what I'm saying. The Bible says, the Lord says this. Let me read Isaiah 46, verse number 9. Remember what happened long ago. For I am God, and there is no other. I am God, and there is no one like me. I declare the end from the beginning. My purpose will stand, and all my good pleasure I will accomplish. Let me say again. My purpose will stand, and all my good pleasure I will accomplish. Now, I want to just go deeper here and say the following. That you and I are not called to make a living. You and I are here because God wanted us to make a difference. Oh, come on, can we say that again? Can I have feedback from you? God doesn't want you to make a living. God wants you to make a difference. He wants you to live your life to make a difference. The world, the things around us. You have to understand, as you sit here, you and I, according to the world, you are a number. According to God, you are purpose. Oh, let me say it like this. As I stand here in front of you, I have an ID number, 820-222-50-82084. That's my ID number. According to the world, I'm an ID number. According to God, I'm a purpose. So as you sit here this morning, you are a purpose housed by a soul living in a body. What does the enemy do? Think of me. The enemy attacks the outer part. He attacks the body to get the soul to downgrade, to instruct the spirit man to say no to what the purpose that God has for your life. That is why the enemy attacks your health, because he's trying to slow down the purpose. That's why the enemy tried to attack your mind, because he's trying to slow down the spirit man. He's trying to put that what God has put inside of you. That's why you and I, we have to throw off all things that is not in line with that is inside of us. Are you with me? The reason why you can walk out of sin is because, not because you are disciplined, but because you must say, listen, if I sit around these group of friends that are smokers and drinkers, and I know Jesus loves all of them, but if I hang around the wrong crowd, they will pull my purpose down. That's why I can say to you this morning, show me your 5 closest friends, I'll show you the next 10 years of your life. The people you hang out with is the people that you fly. Listen, let me throw it like this. Maybe you understand this. If I take a seed and I put it on a tile, it remains a seed. Because the purpose of a seed is not to be on a tile. The purpose of a seed is to be in the soil. If I take a fish and I put it on the ground, it will still remain a fish because it's made for the sea. If I take a bird and I put it in a cage, it remains a bird and it has the ability to fly. My circumstance never dictates to the potential of that has been made. So as you sit here this morning, you might have different circumstances, but that does not mean that identify who you are. You might be in a circumstance where you're trapped you're on a tile, but that doesn't mean that you are made for the tile. You might be sitting here this morning, you're in a cage, and you might say, hey, I feel like I'm caged, but that does not mean that's who you are. Because if you look to the word of the Lord, Joseph sat in prison, but Joseph's potential was outside of the prison. Daniel sat in the lion's den, but his purpose was outside of the lion's den. Come on. Moses went down the Nile River. It says seemed like all destruction. No, God was actually carrying him towards his future. Oh, are you getting what I'm saying? They take Jesus, they put him in a cave. They say he's done, his potential is done. No, you've just set him up for his purpose. The enemy cannot take your purpose. He can just slow down your surroundings. If you understand that, you're going to win. And if you can be stronger, I sat in a meeting during this week and they said to me, Gilbert, you have to understand something about the devil. We have got something that he doesn't have. We have eternal punching power. And I said to my pastor, I said, what do you mean when you say that? He said this, listen, we just need to outlast him in this fight. If we outlast him in this fight, he does not have what we've got. We've got eternity living inside of us. Eternity has already been taken from him. Come on, are you there? Your full potential is inside of you, and that's why motherhood is so important. That's why fatherhood is so important. We need real mothers that will kick down the doors of comfort and comfort zones and mediocrity and say, no, you can be better. You are the best, and you can achieve greater things in your life. That's why moms are here. Moms is not here to settle for their children's so-called mediocrities. Moms are alive today because a mom's voice is the one that echoes through the crowd and say, you can be better. And so let me speak as a dad this morning through God, the Father's voice to you and say, you can be better than what you've chosen to be. Come on, guys, you have to understand that about Jesus. Jesus has got a purpose for us. And right now, the purpose for you and I is to stand. Right now, the purpose for us is to be the church. It is the purpose of us right now is to say restoration is here, revival is here, God is going to do greater things. We cannot settle for the status quo because we're better than that. I don't know about you, but I refuse to live a standard life. I refuse to pray small prayers, and I refuse to be normal. There's too many normal people out there. I don't want to be normal. Because if the King gave me the kingdom, if the King gave me the kingdom, if the King gave us the ability to rule and reign, then let the fear of the Lord be upon us if we settle for less. Are you guys with me? I don't know how long you've lived your life in certain realms, but I'm here to tell you that you are a life breathing purpose with a plan of God upon your life, and God believes so much in you, He stamped you with the Son's image. So before He made, oh, come on, do you understand that? The Bible says you are made in His image, you are made in His likeness. God slapped His image on you. That image means you have the ability of the one that walks in that image. If I take my Apple phone out, I can show you an image of the Apple. That image means, listen to me. Can I just, listen, I want you to understand this because I want to get you. I'm alive today because I'm getting people into their purpose. This is my number one assignment. The Bible says, equip the saints for the work of the ministry so that they can go further. Are you there? You understand what I'm saying? If I have an Apple phone, my Apple phone can basically do most things. I can run my work from it. I can run certain apps from it. But if I use my Apple phone just for texting, I'm using it way lower than its potential. Are you there? Because who of you know it's not a Nokia, it's an Apple. Amen. Praise the Lord. The point is this, is that the image on the product tells me the potential of it. Are you there? Not too many Christians are just texting with their lives, and they're actually made to run hundreds of apps simultaneously, cast out sickness, raise the dead, change culture, affect communities, shape the future of our country. And but we have too many people that are just satisfied with texting and being safe. No, that's not how we've been made. And that's not the Creator's design. The Creator's design is for you to rule in this life, for you to be successful and to live this life abundantly. That's His design. He calls you a conqueror, not so that you can be conquered, but for you to conquer things. He calls you the head because you are going to be challenged to be less than that. He calls you one that can sit in the presence of your enemies because you're going to have some. He calls you anointed because the enemy will try to disappoint you. He calls you greater than your storm because you're going to find yourself in storms. He calls yourself stronger than persecution because you are going to get persecuted. He calls you not a failure because sometimes you're going to feel like you failed. He calls you not forsaken because sometimes you'll feel like you are forsaken. Everything He wrote about you is there to remind you of your full potential. Oh, come on, are you there? I want you to believe this morning. I want you to believe in God's potential. I want you to sit here to believe that inside of you is an Esther, is a Peter, is a John, is a Matthew, is a Paul. I want you to believe. Because every time a mother has a child in their hands, they are rocking and they are cooing and they are praying and they are loving greatness. Come on. If you know what I'm talking about. I've over the years, you know, sometimes a mom will have a baby and, you know, not all babies are very beautiful. You know what I mean? But for a mom, that baby is absolutely gorgeous. Come on, who over here, are you there? Sometimes people are like, hey, Pastor, look at my baby. I'm like, whoa. And people were like, oh, it's beautiful. And I'm like, yeah. You know what I mean? But for who of you know, for a mom, there's nothing like an unattractive child. For God, there's nothing like unmet potential. Simple sentence, God does not fail. Full stop. Come on, are you there? And you and I were preserved to step into greatness. You and I are here because He had a purpose for you. And when I understood this, the Lord said this to me. He said, listen, if you understand that it's my reputation that's on the line, you will start to live and declare things that you cannot do. Let me say it again. He said, it's not your reputation, it's my reputation. Think of me. If a product fails and they bear an image, it is not the product's problem. It is the reputation of the company of the problem or the company's image that it carries. In other words, if Nissan brings out cars, for example, and a certain assembly line, a certain Nissan car fails, the name Nissan, the company's name, the company's reputation is in trouble because their products are failing. If their products keeps on failing, investors will start to withdraw because investors will say, we can't drive that car because that thing is messed up. Reputation is going. As soon as reputation goes, authority goes. And more people, that's why most of you that sit here, you will drive a Mercedes-Benz, you'll drive a BMW, you'll drive an Audi. Why? Because you believe you've equated those vehicles with success. You've equated those vehicles to a certain image. You will not drive a Tata because you'll understand that, that thing's reputation is not right there, 100%. Are you with me? Oh, come on, can I have an amen or something here in the building? So here's the point. God's reputation is on the line. And God bless you if you drive a Tata, by the way. The point is God's reputation is on the line. And so when you understand it's His reputation, you will pray things for His name's sake. You will say sickness disappear for His name's sake. Poverty disappear for His name's sake. You will say illness disappear for His name's sake. Because it's His name's sake. He heals you for His name's sake. He wants to advance you for His name's sake. He wants to create a new day for you for His name's sake. He wants you to live out your full potential for His name's sake. And if you understand that about God, you will start to make declarations about your own life that you cannot back up. Exactly. And that's what He wants. He wants you to believe. He wants you to believe. Listen to me, younger people, listen to me, business people, listen to me, moms and dads. That's why He wants you. As soon as you start to open your mouth and start to speak like you cannot do it, that's exactly what He wants. Because it's not about you doing it, it's about Him doing it. Oh, come on, can I have an amen for that? You see, nobody will believe you in the beginning. But that's okay because it's not about them to believe it anyway. It's about a father that believes it. Oh, come on. Let me say it like this. That's why I'm in this crazy world environment that we're living now, where abortions are happening and they're killing babies and all these type of things, you know, and the discussion is, you know, are you for it? Are you against it? I'm saying, listen, you have to understand what you're actually busy discussing, because we cannot be for or against because we are pre. In other words, long before that baby ever came to the planet, God had a purpose. That child is not here because mom and dad came together in wedlock, out of wedlock, or made a mistake or not a mistake. The parents might have failed, but definitely not the child that getting born. The child is a purpose that God has for the world. And the last time I checked, every single one of you that sit in the room, you have only one that's like you. You are absolutely unique as you sit here. Every seat, every person that sits here, you are absolutely 100% unique. That means there's only one thing you can do for God. So there's God, let me say it like this. God looked upon the earth and he said, like, I want this to be done. So I'm going to send this one in that body to those parents, and he's going to grow up there. Can I challenge your thoughts just for 2 seconds? The Bible says when a man and a woman comes together, there's about 4.9 million sperms that gets released that chases for the egg. 4.9 million, plus minus. It's actually a little bit more. So now all these sperms, they dash for the egg. I know it's heavy for a Sunday morning, but stay with me. Now God literally goes through all of them. Says, I don't want that one, I don't want that one, I don't want that one, I want that one. So you are not, as you sit here, you are not one in a million. You are one in 4.999 something million. So God could have chosen anybody, but he didn't. He chose you. He chose where you would stay. He chose who you would marry. He chose where you would go. He chose everything. God predestined you. Oh, come on. Can I have more amen to that? You are sitting as a life-breathing purpose. And if you understand that, you're going to live differently. You're going to pray different prayers. You're going to not settle for the status quo. You're actually going to hate the status quo because you're going to understand you are not normal. And when everybody else says this, you say the opposite. When everybody else fears, you don't have fear. When everybody else wants to be broke, you want to be blessed. When everybody else are saying sick, 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 you're saying healing, healing, healing. When everybody else saying I'm lost, you say I'm found. When everybody else says I'm struggling, you say I'm not. When everybody else says I'm not being beaten, you say I've already conquered. You start to speak differently. Why? Because you have a purpose. Are you there? Let me say it like this, and I'll end with these words. When they killed Jesus, they thought the purpose is done. When they hammered him to that cross, they thought it's finished, it's over. No, that was a big, big, big mistake, because the purpose was linked to his spirit. So they actually set him up for that, what God wanted to do. I want to encourage you this morning just with these simple words. And I felt the Lord say it to me, that every one of you have been knitted together in your mother's womb. So God, I like to say it like this. God chose your mother because he knew your purpose. Can I say that again? God chose your mom because he knew your purpose. And moms, here's a secret for you. God will let you in on that purpose. You will see it. And your job is to tell your child, never, ever, ever settle for less than what they've been called to by God. Are you there? And moms, let me give you 2 seconds of advice. If you've lost some things, never tell your children about your defeat, because they must be better. Oh, train them to win. Train them to conquer. Train them to rule. Train them to be the head and not the tail. Train them to say, listen, can I give you a last sentence of advice? One sentence, one thing my dad told me in my life, and it helped me tremendously. I was thinking about it yesterday. He said to me, often, always remove the word can't. Moms, here's a secret for you. Cut off the word can't out of your vocabulary. So if your child says, I can't, say, there's nothing like can't. I can't study. No. There's nothing like can't. I can't be successful. No, there's nothing like can't. The can't does not exist in this household and it doesn't exist in your life. Come on, are you guys with me? Everything is possible. Oh, come on. If you make a child believe everything is possible, let me say it like this. As you guys sit here, every one of you had a huge dream in your life. And you needed to grow up to let go of that dream. Come on. What I mean by that is somewhere along the line, if you're not living your dream, it's because somebody told you you can't. I'm here to tell you, you can. You can live your dream. And it's never too late. It's never too late. So let me close with this thought, is that Abram was 100 years old. 100. That's ridiculous. And God says, listen, we're going to fulfill this dream. Caleb, 87. You know? So, moms, dads, moms especially, you're going to see it before others do. Never let them settle. If they do, shake that nest. If you have to, kick them out of the bed. Tell them, dream again. They don't want to study, you sit next to them, let them study. Tell them, get an education. Don't let them have excuses. Even if you need to light that candle and say, study, let them study. But let them achieve great things. Our future is our children. I'm very passionate about that. That's why I'm putting my money where the children is at. Why I believe that the future of South Africa is with our kids. Oh, amen. God, I have to stop. I want to pray this morning. I want to, for every single one of us, I want to, first and foremost, I want to say, moms, I want to pray that God will empower you in this hour. And you will take that child, that you will take that household, that you will shape that according to God's design and God's purpose. It's made in His image. He slammed His image on it. He says, I believe this can happen. And you must not settle for anything less. Are you there? Because when God gives you a dream, He gives you the fulfillment of it already. Oh, if you understand that sentence, you're going to... Amen. So I want to pray for all the moms this morning. I want to pray, before I pray for the moms as well, I want to pray for people this morning that if you're living less than your potential, if you're living less than your purpose, oh my Lord, I want to get you into your purpose. I want to get you into your potential because that's what the Lord wants. Are you there? Listen, everything else, the reason why you pray, potential. The reason why you read the Bible, potential. The reason why you do certain things, potential. You understand that God has a dream. So if you are here this morning, you're saying, okay, but I'm living less than my potential. I want to pray for you. And I want to, before we pray for the moms and bless the moms, but if that's you this morning, you say, Pastor Gebert, I feel I've lived less than my potential. I've lived less than my design. I've lived less than the intention that God has for me. I want you just to jump quickly to your feet. I want to pray for you. Do you believe that God can shake and shape things in one day? Come on, he's a 24-hour day God. The Bible calls faith is now. Amen? Oh, come on. So won't you lift your hands with me? And let's pray. Father, I pray for every single person, Lord, in the assembly this morning, Lord, everybody in the house of the Lord. I pray, Lord Jesus, that they will realize that they have greatness living inside of them. Father, I pray for every form of mediocrity, Lord, to fall off on this Mother's Day. I pray, Lord Jesus, that as their mothers would have said over their lives, Lord, that they have greatness living inside of them. And so, Father, I reclaim that what you have instructed over their lives in Jesus Christ's name. And Father, I pray over all of their lives this morning, Lord. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. As it is in heaven, let it be so on earth. Father, I pray for dreams to be rekindled, fire to be rekindled, passion to be rekindled in this day in Jesus' name. And Lord, more than ever before, Lord, I pray, Lord Jesus, that this day will be a day of remembrance in Jesus Christ's name. And Father, I pray, Lord Jesus, that everybody that understands and sees. Lord, lastly, I want to pray this. Father, I feel so much in my spirit as people are standing with their hands raised up. Lord, I pray, Lord, that in this day, that there will be a shaking off of any and every form of mediocrity in Jesus Christ's name. I want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Heavenly Father, I accept my God-given purpose in this day, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that I'm alive to live out my purpose on this planet, in Jesus' name. Devil, you're in trouble, for I will live out my purpose in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
If you've been impacted by this ministry in any way, we want to encourage you to partner with us financially and help us continue delivering God's word all around the world. Visit www.empowerchurch.co.za and find the giving option that works best for you, as well as some of our latest resources. Thank you again for joining us. Now go and live an empowered life.